This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour five of the nation. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. Tampa's in town.
Woo!
Take on the Rangers. Reminds me of the 2010 and 2011 ALDS between the Rangers and Rays. I know they've had a number of encounters throughout the years, but baseball is in the air, and it's great to be back here inside the Globe. Here's Wolchuk with a proper round, Trevor.
All righty. Another day, another Aaron Judge home run. This is just unbelievable. As the Yankees are playing a day game, and they're taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates, he hits another one. Six home runs this season in seven games for Aaron Judge. And how about this nugget? Most home runs hit in their first 1,000 games as a New York Yankee. Aaron Judge, 321. Some guy named Baby Ruth, 321.
I love that guy's
candy.
It's
pronounced Babe.
It is Babe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Sandlot reference.
Okay.
That's unreal.
I like the Baby Ruth moment.
That is unreal what Aaron Judge is doing. He's just on a tear. And this is one of those things where, look, if you're a good hitter, the torpedo bat's going to make you probably an even better hitter. If you're not a good hitter, I don't think it's going to do anything for you. I think there's guys that have been using him.
Is he a torpedo bat guy?
He's not a torpedo bat guy.
Yeah.
Chisholm is. Yeah. So the rest of this, like that, everyone just assumed he was. Mm-hmm. He's just doing this because he's an absolute badass.
Yeah.
A guy like Chaz Chisholm, good hitter. Mm-hmm. Now he looked like a great hitter after the first week of the Major League Baseball season. You're a dude like Aaron Judge, I don't need a torpedo bat. Mm-hmm. I'm just that damn awesome. And it's incredible, the start to the season that he's had. We might be talking about another Chase breaking his own record that he set a couple years ago right here at Globe Life Field. Now, we're pumped for the Rangers game tonight. The Morning News did have a good article about some of the stats that stood out during the first week of the Rangers. The combined ERA of Rangers starting pitchers Nathan Eovaldi, Jack Leiter, and Jacob deGrom through their first five games pitched.
0.9.
Kumar doesn't get on the list here.
No, they went ahead and just said Mally and Rocker, we're not going to go ahead and count yours, okay? We're going to count the good guys, but it's a sub one. You're right. It's a 0.9 ERA. It's absolutely unreal. Adolis Garcia's barrel percentage. He's off to a roaring start. Five extra base hits in his first seven games. Two homers, three doubles. He had two doubles and a homer in game number three for Texas, driving in three out of the Rangers' four runs in that win over the Reds. He's now got a 956 OPS thus far. Per Major League Baseball Savant, Garcia ranks in the 90th percentile or higher in average exit velo, hard hit percentage, and expected slugging percentage. He's back to his ALCS MVP
right on
form.
Time, dude. Could you imagine
we
if he hadn't been doing this where the Rangers would be right now? So hopefully he can stay hot while the rest of the guys get it figured out.
Here's another reason for optimism. You're 5-2. Your combined stars war of Corey Seager and Marcus Semien is negative 0.6.
Oof.
There's no way that continues. These guys are just too darn good, but yet you're 5-2. Take the positive out of that there. We talked a few years ago how bad the Rangers were in one-run ball games. For the first time in franchise history, they won back-to-back 1-0 games over Cincinnati. Now the Reds, they're in the stinker. They've lost three straight one-run games. You don't want to be on the L side of that. Rangers are on the positive side of that, okay? We're looking for positives here, baby. I don't want the negativity.
The glass is three-quarters full, if you ask me, Walter.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's a man who's full of nice baked potato, brisket, cheese, and ooey-gooey goodness.
And right settled. I've settled. I like the prospects of me getting home without having to pull over at Bucky's.
I like that. Or there's also a 7-Eleven just right across the street here.
I don't know if they have a John in there.
At this rate, you'll be swinging through Wendy's.
There's not a bathroom.
Like a pop-up. Yeah, I might actually.
I know one thing. They don't have beer over there because I tried to buy some during the parade.
Yeah, no beer.
Oh, you're right.
And I got really kind of upset. I bought a Slim Jim instead.
It's got to be because I guess you can just walk into Texas Live. Like, maybe that's why. They want you to go in there to buy them.
Yeah.
But that's strange.
That's their slogan, that 7-Eleven slogan. No booze, no poos.
You would think that would be, they'd have that. Mariners,
I think Semien could hold a negative WAR for the season. I think we got to be ready for that.
He's consistent enough.
I pushed the panic button earlier this week on Semien. I'm ready to do that.
Negative man. To
I'm
show
not
up
ready.
Here?
To, well, the, I'm used to. I don't know that
just
you,
Semien.
Just Semien. The rest of the lineup's going to be fine.
Listen, it happens. Father Time's undefeated. You know, and you don't want to be the team that's hanging on to something right from the past, thinking it's going to get better. It probably doesn't get better. You know, not everybody can be Calais Campbell. But on the positive, Jonah Heim barreling the bejesus out of the baseball.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I'm talking about. Positive Gavin. Gavin. This is insane. The Mariners are set to start Luis Castillo in two straight games. Have you ever heard of this before? Just 2 days after Luis Castillo threw 92 pitches in a 7-inning gem for the Mariners, they're set to start Luis Castillo again tonight?
Why?
Are you confused?
What are we doing?
I'm confused.
Is he doing an opener situation?
There's two pitchers on the Mariners named Luis Castillo.
Oh, wow. You're so clever,
are
Chuck.
You kidding me? The one you're probably thinking of is the 32-year-old three-time All-Star, Luis Miguel Castillo, who outdueled Tarik Skubal on Wednesday. Now you've got Luis Felipe Castillo, a 30-year-old righty who signed a minor league deal with Seattle in January. So he's coming up. He's going to make his debut with the M's. But I can't say I've ever seen that before. Two pitchers with the exact same name starting in back-to-back days. I saw the headline to that and was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, that's great, though. That's a great bit.
That was some serious analytics going on. If we just use our pitchers every other day.
Just start them. All of a sudden, it's like starters aren't going past 5-6 innings. The Mariners are going the opposite of this. Yeah. We're starting
each
our guys.
Each dude's pitching 3 innings. That's it.
Screw the rotation. It's just the Luis Castillo rotation.
These young athletes are so entitled, wanting their days off.
All right, let's get to Carl.
You
got to
earn that paycheck.
You do. Carl Ravitch popped on McAfee's show yesterday.
Carl Ravitch.
He had this to say about Shohei Ohtani. Now, you tell me if this is fair or foul, because he's getting absolutely roasted for this take.
And that type of magic happening with this guy, it seems to be just like the way it goes with him. He is he's on pace to be the GOAT, Ravi. And how do you feel about the state of baseball with him leading the way?
Yeah, no, he is that. You know, I'm trying to think, given this is a sports show that talks about every sport, football, et cetera, they're probably – hasn't been a athlete who's more well-known globally, maybe since Tiger Woods, maybe Muhammad Ali, than this guy. I think you could make the case he's the biggest and most well-known athlete globally on the planet because, obviously, of what he does in Asia, and that's why the Dodgers invested in him. You got to remember a couple of things about him. This season alone, forget about pitching, et cetera, and his MVPs, he went to Japan. The expectations were off the charts. We just did the Dodgers Thursday to open the season. And one of the things that all the players were even astounded by, Pat and company, was how big in that country he is. There is no comparison in this country to his popularity in that country. It doesn't exist. He goes over there. They win two games. He hits a homer. You have to understand, last night was Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night. So not only do they come out to get a bobblehead, they lined up beginning at 7, 8, 9 in the morning to get the Ohtani bobblehead. And then on his night, he walks up to the plate. And I swear, you talk to the players, you talk to the fans, he was expected to do what he did. The level of accountability is beyond recognition. It's Brady in a Super Bowl at his prime. It's Woods at a major at his prime. It's not a question of where – it's not a question of is he going to hit a homer. It's where's the ball going to go. That's the level of expectation and delivery we're talking about.
You're awesome. Here's the thing with what Carl Ravitch had to say.
The stamina on that guy. He's a little PJ
Carlucci. It was a hell of an answer. And Carl's good. Carl's really good. The issue here is he started getting trolled.
Brad Sham thought that was a long answer.
Ohtani's popularity globally,
yeah,
not as big as you think.
Okay, I was wondering about that. No. I have no point of reference for it.
He does. He's got – here's the point of reference.
Soccer guys
we can
got
just
him?
Go social media following. 9 million followers on social media.
Okay, it seems like a lot.
A guy like Messi, yeah. 500 million.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Your Ronaldos, like, yeah, your soccer players, like, yeah. We're talking hundreds
maybe
of millions
maybe some Formula
of
One
followers.
Dudes involved, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, there's no chance he's even in the top 10 of the most famous global superstars. So in a vacuum, like in Japan, 100%. But he refers to the entire continent of Asia. You also have China and India in there, two countries where baseball doesn't exist. They don't care about baseball. So in Japan and maybe in South Korea, yeah, Ohtani's probably huge. But the other half of Asia, not so much. And in terms of global stardom, Ohtani's not quite there.
I feel like the Philippines probably big baseball folks.
Yeah.
You know, there's some pockets there. But, yeah, I had no idea. It kind of surprised me at the beginning. I wouldn't even – I just don't think baseball has become that viral. You know, I think it's something with the predictability and maybe – the monotony of all the highlight plays are about the same. You know, it doesn't have the potential to do something unique and crazy like in basketball or football, especially soccer, you know, more of a creative expression type of deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if we'll ever see a baseball player reach that height that a Mickey Mantle or a Babe Ruth was back in the day. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
We've gone around the bases. We've done it again. A proper round tripper is in the books. We'll come back and get you a nightcap, get you set up for this Rangers pregame show coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Three the fam. All right, welcome back, Nation. We're live at the Globe here, the Comerica backyard with the Rangers pregame coming up in 12 minutes. It's been a great day, our first show of the year out here at the Globe, and we've been seeing Rangers fans and Tolos everywhere. It's amazing how many of the Rangers staffers that work at different capacities around the ballpark are Tolos, and we always love it when you guys come by and say hi. We get a chance to fellowship at the break. It appears that the tornado watch for Texas is ending. Okay, for North Texas. So we're cleared through that, but we still have some flooding with heavy rains possible overnight. I know all the outdoor sporting events have been rained out and everything like that, but at least maybe we can dodge the tornadic activity for the time being. That'd be a decent result of this.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice because that's frightening. Our buddy Raider Joe moved from California to here like a month ago, and he texts me almost every day like, dude, what in the heck is going on? This weather is ridiculous.
It is. And it looks gray and ominous out there. It's a great day to appreciate the fact that we got this amazing ballpark where you can play baseball, you know, regardless of the elements.
The same ballpark where you can watch Jacob DeGrom tomorrow pitch 80 to 85 pitches, says Bruce Bochy.
And maybe 90.
Love it.
Maybe 90.
And
maybe
what are we
90.
Hearing about Josh Jung? What's the latest there?
Well, he was taking grounders, I saw down there earlier. He's expected to come off the IL and be
on
ready
Tuesday.
To rock.
Yeah, what they're going
to
do is he's going to go, like, be DH tomorrow in the minors and then field on Sunday and then get on the plane on Monday and go and hope and play on Tuesday.
Well, that'll
that's
work.
The plan.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Next batsman's good to go.
Yeah, we need some good injury news around here. Yeah. Okay, what are we seeing from the Stars with this winning streak? Are they just making it clear they're the team to beat?
I'd like to think so. I mean, look, the slow starts. I mean, there's been a couple of these games during the winning streak they haven't even looked their best. A couple of the games they've been fantastic, but if they can find a way to take that third period and put that over 60 minutes, then yeah, they're 100% the team to beat.
Scoring so many goals. They got two hot goaltenders right now. Third best defense in the NHL, Wolchuk. I think it's just because they're not in first place.
that
maybe
they're flying under the radar here a little bit.
They are, yeah. I mean, you think after the Mikko Rantanen trade, like, everyone's going to be paying attention to what the Stars are doing. But, yeah, Winnipeg's looked really good. Yet, if you look at the favorites for the Stanley Cup, people are not liking the Winnipeg Jets' chances. They're calling them fool's gold.
Yeah. The Trey Lance story arc has concluded. He has joined the Los Angeles Chargers. Cowboys yesterday getting Milton. I don't know if those two moves, timing, were related at all, Brian, but did the Cowboys upgrade a backup quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some things that you absolutely, when it comes to throwing the football, you know, Joe Milton clearly better. When you start to talk about mobility and escapability and things, I think that's where Trey Lance has him. Maybe even on the cerebral side of things, too, as far as his ability to see and those kinds of things. So I really do like the Milton signing, though, because I think it fits to what you want to do as far as trying to, if you want to get the ball down the field. I mean, this guy, his ability, the arm strength, if you could find a way to harness that, I guess is the word, control that a little bit more. But this is a young guy. And, you know, and Trey Lance was a young guy, too. But Joe Milton, with the arm strength and just the ability to throw on the move and things like that, I think are pretty impressive. And, yeah, you probably did upgrade right there.
I'm excited about the change, you know, and the opportunity here. A guy that's only been in the NFL for 1 year, and, you know, he's got the tools. If he can put it together, you know, I think he could win you some games out there and maybe put on the show along the way. Thanks so much to Ross Levinsky filling in for Lucius Alexander. L.A. will return next week. Rangers baseball is coming up next. Thanks to both Wolchuk and Schiafalo, who were out here. An impressive display once again by the Chief, taking down that brisket baked potato from Hurtado, which is a must-have item. Thanks to Brian Broaddus and, of course, Ruben Portillo, remote engineering out here. Until Monday at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson, and you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.